Christ knows just how to help us overcome, July 30. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him. We should not present our petitions to God to prove whether he will fulfill his word, but because he will fulfill it, not to prove that he loves us, but because he loves us. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. This was Satan's crowning effort. Into this effort he threw all his beguiling power. It was the charm of the serpent. He exerted the power of his fascination upon Christ, striving to make him yield his will to him. In his weakness Christ laid hold of God. Divinity flashed through humanity. Christ stood revealed as the commander of heaven, and his words were the words of one who has all power. Get thee behind me, Satan, he said, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Satan had questioned whether Jesus was the Son of God. In his summary dismissal he had proof that he could not gainsay. He had no power to resist the command. Writhing with humiliation and rage, he was forced to withdraw from the presence of the world's Redeemer. Christ's victory was as complete as had been the failure of Adam. Christ knew of the long years of conflict in the future between human beings and their subtle foe. He is the refuge of all who, beset by temptation, call upon him. Temptation and trial will come to us all, but we need never be worsted by the enemy. Our Savior has conquered in our behalf. Satan is not invincible. Day by day he meets those who are on trial, striving by his wiles to gain the mastery over them. His accusing power is great, and it is in this line that he wins more victories than in any other. Christ was tempted, that he might know how to help every soul that should afterward be tempted. Temptation is not sin, the sin lies in yielding. To the soul who trusts in Jesus, temptation means victory and greater strength. Christ is ready to pardon all who come to him confessing their sins. To the tried, struggling soul is spoken the word, Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Thank God, we have a high priest who is touched with the feelings of our infirmities, for he was in all points tempted as we are.